Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today's devotional is on another basic Christian principle. Let's get started. It says, "Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" That's Luke 17. You know, I was raised, I think, at a different time. I was taught to always show appreciation for others' kindness, and that's the way I raised my own kids. Now, there are still people who have this ethic, but increasingly, I hear from others that this thankfulness is not so common anymore. In Jesus' day, if you had leprosy, you were treated as a non-person. You were shunned and despised. Of course, there was no cure, so as your disease progressed, your body rotted away and became terribly disfigured. And you mostly hid from the rest of the world. It's hard to conceive of just how horrible your life would have been. Perhaps those children who are sold into sex slavery and endless horrors could maybe relate. My heart breaks for them. Now, none of Christ's encounters were by chance. He headed through Samaria for a reason, and it may have been to meet this small group of desperate people plagued with leprosy. As I read the above verses this morning, the part that caught my attention was, "And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed." It was a test of their faith and a testimony to the priests. I wondered, did it happen suddenly or gradually? Did it happen to one and then another, or to all of them simultaneously? Did they shout for joy or cry? Did they dance together or run off in different directions? Did some just sit down and pray? There was only one of them that came back to thank Jesus. Now, what does that say? Christ was clearly surprised and probably disappointed. I suspect that few of us have had to deal with this plague of leprosy, but many of us, myself included, deal with the plague of indifference to God's goodness at times. Now, and I'm sure you've seen this for yourself, indifference to God's goodness is sometimes accompanied by a sense of prideful entitlement. Perhaps it's just the natural regression of the disease. Sick minds and dark hearts develop when people are unthankful. Romans 1 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." But thankfulness is the natural condition of the hearts filled with God's Spirit. The psalmist declared in Psalms 30, "To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And Psalm 100 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. In 2 Corinthians 9, we read from Paul, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And in the midst of God's judgments upon the devil-ruled planet we call Earth, the 24 elders in heaven who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying in Revelation 11, we give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you've taken your great power and reigned. And speaking of heaven, those closest in proximity to God are continually offering heartfelt worship, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. That's Revelation 7. You see, the disease of indifference is born out of pride, the pride that all dark hearts are controlled by. And even enlightened hearts have to continually overcome by trusting in God's grace and goodness. As we've read, all 10 lepers had the faith to be healed, but only one welcomed God's light into his heart and became thankful. He was healed physically and spiritually. I bet we'll see him in heaven. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.